I just heard his music, and I was like, this needs a piano part. I got this. And so, and then I said, we need a ka-ching.
Well,
so.
That was me. I said that. I said, I have a melody. I just need something else to go with.
Well, you had that, and I
put, or I mean, I have the rhythm. I need a melody, yeah. And then you added the melody.
And it's a piano part. That's
it's
what
the
I
same
said.
Issue with typing. I have to T-Rex type because these are functionally useless to me.
Welcome back
to Danger and Dust.
Our functionally useless fingers on our
T-Rex DM.
Go ahead, take it away. You are.
Oh, I'm PJ.
I'm Shananana.
I'm Aspen.
And I'm the DM, Jack.
Oh, he gets a title.
Rawr! Also, the one who has to T-Rex type.
the dysfunctional fingers.
Yeah.
In no way is that wrong.
Yeah, if you hear a jingle tonight.
Special guest.
There it is.
Penny. Somehow she got down here.
Okay.
She's exploring the ruins of Relum.
Yeah.
You have exploring.
I was going to say, she's as functionally useful as Thea.
Let's do this.
Yes. So, last time you guys had leveled up to the very important level 4.
Not really important, but...
It is for me. I don't have any negatives now.
I was going to say, ASIs are kind of important.
It's a space saver till I get to level 5.
That is true.
That's
5 is hugely important for actually kind of everyone.
Yeah.
Definitely for paladins, though.
You guys get your... martial class get second attack. Mm-hmm. Spellcasters get that all-important third-level spells.
ASMRs get some cool stuff, too.
Fireball.
I'm ready to do some radiant light damage.
Pitbull comes in the room and starts singing.
Every time you say ASMR, I think ASMR.
I know, me too.
Every time.
Me too.
Get really close to the mic and you'll hear that.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds right now.
I hated all of that.
Hello, I am.
I don't get the.
I don't think
repulsed.
That your wounds can be cured.
They
there,
call
Jack.
Me the duct tape wizard.
Hugh, that is not my bedside manner.
You have to get closer to the mic.
You're not by a bed.
You gotta get right up in
there. I don't want to get right up in that spit guard
they
we have.
They call me Hugh. Huge enormous.
I would like the DM to speak now.
Yes.
DM, please
so,
save us. Save us, T-Rex.
Rawr. Anyway, so you guys hit level 4. Last time, you were doing a little bit more exploring. You found a workshop.
I can't take you serious. I'm just seeing a T-Rex right now.
We killed a skeleton.
Yes!
It took forever to kill a freaking skeleton. Does not bode well for us.
Ain't no bones about it.
Then, Emiana's like, oh, this is a training hall. This is cool. I'm going to start hitting things. And you activated 3 battle automata.
And then we hit it even more.
Yes.
Everyone worked out, and then we leveled up. You're welcome.
Actually, that was a better fight than your single skeleton.
I wanted to get everyone some physical activity because we needed that.
I have a plastic helmet now.
You will have a plastic helmet
I'm
soon.
I'm going to talk like this the rest of the time.
Anyway, so.
All right, maybe not. Maybe
you realize that, you know, having a reaction just makes him want to do it more.
Yeah.
More.
Nope, and no.
There are YouTube listeners, PJ.
Not anymore, there aren't. Or
don't
we got more. Who knows?
People are confused on the wrong podcast. Well, what's this one?
So, you are in a training area. You guys have taken a short rest. As you leveled up, the only thing that interesting happened for Thea, she got 2 new spells, plus she took a feat, so she has a total of 4 new spells.
I like that.
She now knows the spell Silvery Barbs to keep somebody alive.
Oh, that's cool.
She knows Misty Step, she knows Knock, and I think
of course she knows Knock.
Of course.
All right.
Try to lock stuff away from that little dragon girl. She's going to steal your stuff.
I like to imagine that I've been practicing using my comeback again. Yeah. Once you do it again, X. Yeah. So what are we doing now, DM?
You guys have had a short rest. You're still in the training area. You found a magical new axe. Maybe you're fiddling with it.
I was. Hey, Hugh, do you want to see me do it again?
That's really cool.
You want to see me do it again?
Look, I'm practicing with my daggers. And I'm just like whipping them at...
Ed, do you want to see me do it again?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining he was playing the knife game.
Is she playing with Mr. Come Again?
Finding one of the dummies that
didn't animate. We're not calling it that, Ed. I'm just trying to
consistently hit it in the foot every time.
Okay, so what do you guys do?
We want to go somewhere, but there was a hall. So please
there
explain
several,
to me.
There are like three-ish rooms you got, or something like that we see?
You actually only saw part of the way down the hall because it's very long and your dark vision kind of tops out at 60 for good and then another 60 for iffy. All
right.
Further down, about 60 feet as you're coming out of the training area, just at the edge of your vision, you see a small door, metal door. It's designed to be kind of inconspicuous. And a little bit further down, there's off on the same side as this more inconspicuous door, there's a much more grandiose door. And the other side, there looks like there is the opening to a set of stairwell. And then the hallway goes a little bit further beyond your vision from there.
Okay, guys, I don't want to go down any more stairs after
Can we do the tiny door?
I want to go to the inconspicuous door because the DM said inconspicuous so many times.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have to go deeper into the city, though.
Gosh, you do know how many stairs we went down during our first visit
Look,
here?
We just rested.
It's so hard when you're wearing
you're
all
like
of this
half
armor.
Of my age and... Like,
but
I'm
double
ripped.
The armor. Oh and I have a lizard on my back.
Well, that's by choice. Let's go to the door.
She's a cute lizard.
She is. Thea. And she pops out. There's more food in her mouth.
Gosh, darn. Hey, Thea, is that jerky? Oh, thank you.
And she just hands it.
I hope you've all packed rations because I'm pretty sure I'm down to 1.5 days now. Anyway, should we go to the inconspicuous door, Ed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bro.
Okay, so you come up on this door. You realize the reason...
I would like to investigate.
Okay, I was going to give it to you free, but roll and let's see how good it you see.
You can give it for free.
Oh, to pass the time, I popped a painkiller, too, while we were resting.
I rolled a 19
what
for
do
investigation.
I add
investigation skill.
Add a 0, so 19. Oh, natural. Well,
there's one nothing to do before the end of the day.
Oh. 15?
Nat 1.
High five!
Yeah! Starting the game off right. He was back to his old self. Last episode was a fluke.
He was too confident.
He was way too confident.
He was also too sober from pain pills.
Yeah.
Okay, so both Emiana and Edvard see it. The reason why the door is designed to be more inconspicuous, like, the handle is a little bit more recessed. It's designed to blend in more. It would be the equivalent of if you're in, like, a nicer building where it says an employees-only door, they try to hide it.
Yes.
It's definitely designed to, by design, kind of be, like, out of the way. Not really. It's important, but not something you're supposed to be really paying attention to.
I think we found the maintenance closet. I'm going to get a broom. I'm so excited.
Guys, I saw the door from back there, but where are we looking right now?
You just follow behind us. Ed and I have
do
this.
Do I need glasses?
Roll a constitution saving throw.
I saw you drink some water. Did anything go down with the water?
No, that wasn't water. That was another nat one.
Well, you know how you were having a slight habit with to your pain pills? It's a bit more intense.
I feel like I should use my lesser restoration on you, but we're going to see where this goes first. All right, so I'm going to attempt to open the door. I'm a little nervous.
It is locked.
Of course it's locked. Wait.
It's employees only area, is it?
I'm going to try to sleight of hand it. Is that what you do?
Yeah, it would be... You're going to do it with disadvantage because you don't have lock picking skills, but yes, you can try to
I have a negative one.
I can take care
of that. Oh, I rolled a nat 20 the first time. Can we have that one? Next one I rolled was a 14 minus 13. That sounds more like me.
Yeah, you're struggling with it.
The nat 20 looks
so
good.
You want brute force this?
I literally have a dragon in your backpack that can magically open locks.
No, I'm not going to ask. She hasn't told us that yet.
Oh, that's true. She would not tell you that.
We're doing this canonically. Yeah. We're struggling. Ed, do you think you could open this door?
I can.
I've been fiddling with it, and it's just it's just a little too much for me.
I don't know if I have.
And I'm pretty sure that we can't trust you for anything tonight. Today.
I don't know that I have anything that I can do to
it. It's just a straight sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand? Oh, okay, cool. This is me. I'll see what I can do.
Make it magical.
Objectively worse.
Hey. It's an 8.
Thea.
Hold on, guys. I got this.
No. I went away for it.
That's a 13.
That's what I rolled.
To brute force it.
Yeah. You guys are fighting with it, and you're just like not getting anywhere. Thea's just watching you, and she casts a spell quick, and the door just opens itself.
I wanted to see her like to knock on it and be like, listen, done. Like, that's what I want it to happen.
You hear a knocking sound.
It would have been a 16. But
you're just trying to push it open. But yeah, you hear a knocking sound in the background and the door opens itself.
Who knocked on the door? Did you knock?
No.
Did you knock, Ed?
No.
What was that?
Dun, dun.
Why is Thea not talking to us?
Oh, I was going to say, as you guys are having this discussion.
Do I look to see if there's like a
lizard head sticking out?
I rolled 12.
Oh, no. You noticed Thea because she has gotten out of Emiana's bag, and now she's trying to climb into your bag to see what you have.
Oh, of course. All right. I'm pretty sure it was her.
Oh, are you sure? Okay. Thea, did you learn a new, like, spell?
Yeah.
Did you? I'm so proud. Could you please tell us next time, Thea? Listen, we were struggling, and it was really embarrassing. Okay?
Thea, don't take my medicine. Just saying, Thea, don't.
Thea, as she literally has the pill bottle. And puts it down.
I'll just take that. I put it in my pocket.
Dude, there's a lot of plastic in there. It's probably more comfortable in my bag, but steal some rations from him and then come back over. So we head in. I walk in first.
Yep.
I might as well. I already made automatons attack us. Might as well.
Now, the rest of the hallways have been fairly, you know, like concrete, and but they have been had like a little bit of what would have been paint on them. It's long since like peeled and cracked. This is just bare block.
Of course.
This is definitely not really something that the average person's supposed to see. This is definitely kind of an employees only area.
It feels like my room back home.
It's a very, it's a long.
Mine too.
It's a long, thin hallway, but it's actually odd because it's the only hallway so far that's had like a good amount of lighting. This has like continual flame sconces. So this is
Are they lit?
Yeah, they last forever.
It's like magical.
It's a magical fire that lasts forever.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm scared now.
I am so sick of hallways.
Perpetual flame?
I am so sick of steps.
Eternal flame or petrol flame, something like that. Yeah.
I just want to find something cool.
And I
start walking.
Yeah. you're done. Walking for a little bit.
But I also pick up my shield and in front of me. In case.
You actually come to the maintenance area. It's not really Janice's closet, but there's like the workbench, some tools.
I investigate.
Okay.
Any buckets?
Straight 14.
Okay.
I was looking for a broom.
I want a bucket.
There's a bucket. There's a broom, metal handled broom. A lot of the bristles on it are degraded because it's been.
Dang it.
It's been several
thousand
years.
Is it a metal bucket?
Yes, there's a metal bucket.
I want the metal bucket.
You can take the bucket.
Put it on your head as a hat.
Yep.
I knew it. do we see anything else?
Workbench, some tools. A lot of it's pretty rusty.
Could I salvage any of this to sell?
I'd probably say you get like 10 atros of different like rusty tools.
That'll buy me a healing potion.
The one thing you do see that's odd is actually like it would be a plaque. It'd be like a plaque on the wall.
That's odd.
Click, click. I know my job.
I'm going to need an intelligence check because, again, language drifts.
Nat 20. I am all over the spectrum of dice rolls today.
On the spectrum. That's you.
That's okay.
9.
I got a nat 1.
I'm German right now.
Oh, I mean, like, look at that. Nat 1 to your 20.
Bad news. Thea also drank all of the juice packs that you and his backpack.
I thought you were going to say alcohol. Oh, I'm like, no! Like,
no, the booze is fine.
I can't have Thea drunk. I don't know how that would work.
Not the hilarious. Alcohol, but the actual, like.
Little baby dragon.
Hiccup! Oh, no.
Hiccup!
still not safe.
Just throwing random spells out there.
Considering I think she has a higher constitution score than Hugh.
She gets really aggressive.
Yep, her voice drops drunk. To Jack's actual level.
You got, it's just pure thaumaturgy all the time. You guys, I'm going to take one of you out.
See, who are you talking to? That bug over there. Yeah. I knew it.
Oh.
He looked at me weird.
He don't have wings.
Now, obviously, language drifts over time. It changed a little bit. You guys have no idea what this says. You're just like, oh, that's weird. That's
I'm holding a broom.
Yeah, you're obsessed with your broom.
I'm obsessed with her hat, which is a bucket.
Yes.
His hat. Sorry, his hat.
Hugh sees on this plaque next to, like, a locked door, it says, well, you have to kind of translate it to get more common, but it's, says water treatment, supply, power.
Oh.
And all, you know, like, to that door as if it was like, you know, go down here for these things.
What do you see, Hugh?
This looks like a water treatment facility.
So if we, like, do something, we could have water in this place again?
Sounds like it.
Yes. I want a shower so bad. After killing all those things, automaton things, I'm sweaty.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
It got weird.
Like, oh my god.
I need a shower so bad.
Toddler.
I'm just a sweaty mess.
So where do we go?
I rolled on that one.
That's what I'm talking about.
One is a great number.
We did a lot of interviews this week. I'm tired. I forget my voice. So, Hugh, where do we go?
Where do we... we go this way.
We follow the arrows.
Where the plaque is, says
we go. I took a picture of the plaque, Hugh, but I cannot make any... comprehensive language out of it's incomprehensible to me.
It's obviously not incomprehensible.
My intelligence is a zero.
It's pretty darn close to common, actually. It's not that bad.
Yeah, pretty considering close? A 10 would be average. A little bit above average.
Can I try to read this language, see if I can do it?
Wait a second. Well, I mean, if all you needed was a 10 to read it?
No. We're saying that 10 on your ability score means you're average in that.
Oh, okay. I'd like to do a performance check to pretend that I'm actually, like, reading it.
Okay.
And I may roll a 19.
You're doing the whole thing like you're reading it.
I'm just checking to make sure that you know what we're doing, Hugh. So you tell me. Yeah. So are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I am.
Well, what did you see? I don't know if I can trust you. You've been popping pills.
There's a water treatment center.
And where are we supposed to go?
And I point, like, this way.
Good. All right. Is that the right way, DM?
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming you're pointing to the door. That's
yeah,
right next to the
yeah,
sign.
The door right next to the
oh,
sign.
Oh, the door.
I thought wow. I missed something, and you're just like...
I'm literally like, this plaque is next to a seemingly locked door.
I rolled
dude,
a nat one. I
dude,
don't know where the door
dude,
is. Like, I'm useless.
Did you slip her one of your pills?
I grab the handle and I just swing the door open.
Did you slip her one of your pills?
Oh my gosh, we're in trouble.
What?
Did you slip her one of your pills? What happened, dude?
I took a picture and I'm just really tired. I just want a shower.
Do you want to spit on you? Take the edge off? And I pull out the container.
No, Hugh.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the office
I do not want to live deliciously.
Okay.
So you're going to strength open the door? Do a strength.
All right.
Oh, I hope you bring a fingernail or something.
Ooh. 21.
Yeah.
22.
You just like, Hugh just goes over with his elbow. He just like knocks it with his elbow. It just pops open.
I bet you didn't feel that pain because you're... hopped up. All right, let's go in.
It just didn't hurt. It opened pretty easily. Yeah.
It didn't
lie. I feel in the interest of being honest, I should have to roll for something because I'm literally wearing a bucket on my head.
Oh, yeah. You have disadvantage on any perception or investigation checks.
Okay.
It's that thing's over
but
your
the
eye.
Aliens can't hear your thoughts according yes. to the movie signs, so you're good. All right, I would like to do like a perception or like an investigation check before we walk in. Which one's best to do?
Either.
I'll do perception.
What am I doing?
Perception or investigation with disadvantage.
All
right.
Oh,
12. No, 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 with disadvantage.
Your
not
bucket.
With disadvantage, yes.
Your bucket. Your buckethead.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
220?
220?
Yes.
Yes. God wants you to see.
The inverse
my eyes have been opened. I see everything.
Without
all
the
at
aliens
once.
Listening, I can see so much.
The bucket just funnels all the senses in.
I see everything everywhere all at once.
Her
all
bucket once, has all the opened, time. Her bucket has opened up her third eye.
That's what it was all took.
She's like sitting there meditating and floating like
he
is floating like 6 inches above the ground, and he's...
I had to get wings to do that.
Is he glowing blue and naked?
Hey, he's buff. He's buff if he is.
Oh, that's right. He's all swole now.
Yeah.
He sees down. And
anyway, what do we see?
It's only like about 6 steps, but then into it is a large chamber, and with Edvard's apparent, like, ascending...
Yes.
That... It's a large, like, water vat that has a dome over it next to some machinery. The water...
Scary City of Ember.
It's actually a desalinization system.
Okay.
Where you're pulling water from deep underground that's been polluted and toxified, and you're also recycling water from the rest of the city. Mm-hmm. And it desalinizes it and also sterilizes it.
This Excuse water me. Is now as pure as my soul when it completes its
well,
journey.
There's no water in the actual, like, treatment vat, because...
If there was water here.
If there's water here.
It would be as pure as my soul once it completed its journey.
The pump that is dragging up, that would have been dragging from deep underground, is silent, because there's no power to it.
Okay.
And there obviously isn't a city that's sending down water that needs to be recycled.
So, do you think we could just flip a switch and it all works?
Yes.
Let's
now,
do it.
Hugh, do you want to remember what that sign said that you were the only one that read?
So it was treatment and power and was it desalinization? Was that
it
the
said,
third one?
It said water treatment, power,
mm-hmm.
and first one said water treatment,
uh-huh.
power,
uh-huh.
storage facilities.
Storage facilities, okay.
All the above.
So we need chemicals to treat the water.
Or, if you're used to,
if
like...
If this is a storage area, there's probably going to be chemicals right by it.
That's one. But also, that's basically saying what it would be down here, because it's an area that's not supposed to be for the public. This is... That would be literally a sign telling people where they have to go if they're working on specific tasks.
Yeah.
Yes. So...
I'm going to go touch everything now.
Okay.
I'd like to investigate what to do.
I'm going
to
look for the power... station.
Okay.
I'm gonna use a different die, though.
Am I investigating?
Mm-hmm.
Or perception? Or what am I doing?
Oh, fuck.
I'm just sitting
Either
here feeling
or.
Zen.
Language.
I didn't finish it.
Okay, good. What am I doing?
Are you looking for something specific, or are you just kind of getting the lay of the land?
I want to figure out how to turn the power on.
Investigation.
So okay, then it's a straight 15.
I'm just sitting here being
Zen. Oh, wait,
Zen.
No, sorry. A straight 16.
10.
Okay. You see
Ed,
where the water treatment is?
I don't think that's helping.
There is a... it's one of the main pipes that come out of the water treatment where the treated water would be sent back into the city. There is like a gantry that goes over it.
Okay.
And on the other side are two doors.
Ah, crap, more doors.
One is heavily insulated... And the other one is sturdy, but just standard metal.
Heavily insulated.
That sounds dangerous.
Why would you
touch it?
Why would you need to heavily? Okay, you go over and touch the insulated door.
I'm
which,
going to assume it's where the power is.
I
want
to yep. roll to see if I know which one I'm gonna go to.
Well, I was investigating. Do I see like any signs that uh-huh. say like what to do? So I read the sign.
Do you see the universal symbol for lightning bolt next to the insulated door?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, so I go over to that.
Okay, Hugh, we need to turn the power on here, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what were the steps? Was power the first thing?
No, it's just telling you, there wasn't any.
That was just a list of places to go to.
Okay.
It wasn't a...
I was just testing you because I read the sign too.
Obviously.
Obviously. So let's go turn the power
I mean, who
on.
Couldn't
I think
read that.
I know. I think if we turn the power on, it will start sucking the water up from underneath the ground because there was no power going to the pump. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yep, that's fair. Okay. So you go through the door.
Was he laughing or was he?
No, I was thinking, actually.
We'll see.
Oh, boy.
Only one way to find out.
I would like to open the door.
You go. Right inside of it is a control room.
I thought I was going to get zapped. Okay.
The way it should look is control room.
Click, click.
Now, you're coming in what would be from, like, the west.
Sure.
Not a big control room. Never maybe.
Saw you. Okay, west.
Maybe 20 feet square. Kind of small. Right, a bunch of gauges and, like,
lots of
control buttons. Panel. Like, and then just to be the south is another door that is glass into like a small glass tunnel that you can see through and into what is basically the reactor.
Oh, I don't want to go in there.
Uh-huh.
But make me either an arcana or investigation check because both of those will give you slightly different things.
Both zeros.
And I'm disadvantaged. All right,
so that's an 18.
Arcana, you would have no disadvantage. You would just be at
18.
21.
8!
Okay. Edvard is still just coasting on being able to...
trying to find his third eye still.
Yeah, he's just coasting on the fact that he could somehow, like, levitate 6 inches off the ground while in perfect zen.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Most people can't.
Never in their entire lives.
What Emiana sees is, would you like the Arcana knowledge or the Investigation knowledge?
I'm going to do Arcana and he can do Investigation.
Okay.
I rolled Investigation, so that makes sense.
Okay. So for Investigation, what you see is, this is a reactor and it's an older style elemental-based reactor where you basically have, what you see in there is what should be an elemental is rampaging around. Your Arcana, you should know that, what you actually do for one of these things is you take a severely beaten, generally all but destroyed, elemental, and you actually bind it into the equipment. And that's what actually provides power. Because it basically...
I'm sorry, they're running this off slave labor?
Elementals are basically raw magic.
That's their nice way of saying slave labor.
They're barely sentient.
We gotta put them back.
That is how you would get the power back on you.
Yeah, so you have shove them back in there.
You have to beat it into submission, and it basically gets rebound to the system.
All right, who's with me? We're going in.
How strong are elementals?
They're pretty beastly.
Hold up.
We're gonna need everyone to do this. All right, so you ready?
Wait. Question. Actually,
I have an idea.
I have a question.
We have that Orby thing. We throw the Orby thing at it so it slows down, then we can just put it back in.
We can do that. We can certainly try that, but are we ready?
You good? Wait, no, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is an elemental considered a beast?
No.
No.
Okay.
They are literally considered an elemental.
I feel like this is a very small chance of survival. All right, this is where this podcast
now
dies.
Now are we good? Here we go. Let's get some lights on this place.
Now. Can we use the orb and slow it down?
I said this.
Now, when you say it's balancing around, where does it have to go?
Basically,
like 5 feet away.
how it works is that this is less like a coffin for the elemental, more like elementals are raw magic.
Oh yeah, I got that.
Semi sentient. So basically, it has reconstituted itself in the interim several thousand years. And so basically it needs to be the point of near destroyed so that way its raw magic bleeds back into the reactor.
So we can beat the crap out of it. So it's going to stay where it's at.
Yes. You could literally just walk away and it'll stay in there. It'll just won't turn the power back. It'll just be rampaging in an area that it can't hurt itself or be hurt.
So if we do beat it into submission, we get power though.
Yes.
100%. That's what happens.
Yep.
Question. Is anything other than my perception affected by wearing this hat?
Investigation, he said.
Investigation.
Can he do all of his
attacks?
Spells?
Oh, yeah.
And also, am I correct in believing I did not get any extra spell slots with the upgrade?
I didn't get any extras. Thea did, though.
Yeah, so you get an extra. Yeah, you get an extra second level spell slot.
Okay, cool.
Do I say?
All right. So, there's a door that goes into there. Then I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, PJ might see...
My hand's on the handle. I'm like,
so I know you're ready.
I can explain this how it looks in my head to PJ because he would know this. Do you remember Fallout 3?
Yes.
When you go to do Project Purity, where there's that, like, it's basically like a clean bubble, like a clean room where you go on one side and then there'd be another door. It's basically an airlock. What
clean rooms are.
It's basically an airlock or a clean room between the control panel and the actual reactor.
Okay.
It's all glass.
So.
After the hospital with Alex, we know very well what a clean room is.
We have been through lots of clean rooms.
That's fair. Yeah, it's basically like a clean room between the control panel and the actual reactor.
Okay, cool.
So, did my arcana show me anything else?
With your arcana, you see that everything is in working order if the elemental was...
Subdued.
Well, I was going to say return to its more to actual magic.
Subdued.
We'll call it subdued. It would actually go back to working just fine.
All right.
It basically, you defeat it, you hit a breaker, and the power would be back on.
Hey, guys.
You ready? Okay.
Do we open the door. Have anything, like, magical to fight this with?
We have the orb, Hugh.
But, I mean, like, weapon-wise. Like, silver,
magic
sword.
My long sword is encased in that special.
You do, too. You have a great axe.
I did get my great axe upgraded, but yeah. I'm just making sure we're all ready.
Also
we got two spellcasters. And we got two people who can go in there, hopefully not die.
And you also have a magical throwing axe.
Yes, and we also have lots of duct tape.
All right,
so we open
the
door.
I'm going to go into the clean room.
We open the door.
I'll meet you in there.
Would you focus, Hugh? What? This is very important. You have Thea on your back. We cannot lose her.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Does he get the bonus action of her now?
Are you keeping her or are you sending her back?
I'm letting her do whatever she wants to
do. Do you have any bonus actions?
No.
So she can be at her own role then?
I was good. Yeah, if you want to just use your bonus action just to have her do her thing, yes.
You have bonus actions, do you?
Well, like, everyone has a bonus action if they have something that
he would have a spell like, I think you would have, like, Ensnaring Strike, and you have a few spells.
Oh, those are bonus actions?
Ensnaring Strike is, yes.
Hunter's Mark, Good Berry.
Yep.
And Ensnaring Strike, I have those three.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Good Berry is a full action.
That's a full action. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. We open the door. We throw the orb at it to make it slow down, and then we beat the crap out of it. Because I assume that if we do that, we all get to have one of those instantaneous attacks before we get to have roll initiative.
Surprise. Yeah.
That's the word, yes.
I mean, technically, it has the effect of it being slowed, because there's actually a spell called Slow, which has a very brutal effect where its speed is halved, and it can only choose to do one action or one bonus action.
How long does the slow last?
I think the Orb of Mire, I put it at 1 minute.
Good. Okay.
So, six turns.
Perfect. Okay. You ready, Ed?
Oh, yeah. I got something hard and heavy.
Good. Very good.
No need to brag there, Ed.
We'll talk later. Anyway. Okay. Wait, where's the orb? Thea, stop looking. We need that. Give me the orb, Thea. One last, like, okay. 3, 2, 1, open the door.
Okay. Now, to make it, you have to do a dexterity throw versus AC.
Maybe I shouldn't be throwing it because I don't have any dexterity. Let's rework this a little bit. Oh, and she's in your back anyway.
So too late, you took it.
Crap.
We're playing this out.
You said a disadvantage, you said? Or
no, just a dexterity throw.
Oh, thank God. 13.
No, it doesn't look like it was enough.
Oh, wait. I lied. It's a 15. This is a 16.
That'll hit.
Sorry. Yeah. It's a minus one.
Yeah. Why'd you put it as a minus three?
Oh, I'm stupid.
Ouch.
So athletics was a plus three, and in my brain I was like, minus three. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not even close to it, but I saw a three, and I was like, minus three?
Yeah. That okay. Lemonade. 15 is what hits.
That lemonade hits
so
pretty hard.
So it is under the effect of slow, so its speed is halved.
It's late. Okay. We've done a lot of interviews. I'm tired.
Yep, its speed is halved, and it can only choose to take an action or a bonus action.
Oh, thank God.
It is even though I'm altering the stats because I have actually different, but I know what it is. It's a lightning elemental. So it's like pure lightning energy.
So since we jumped in, we did that. Do we get a surprise attack? Because I think Ed could attack really fast with his...
Actually, you would initiate combat that would be your surprise round is throwing that. So now everyone does their...
So what's the area look like right now? Like, where are we in terms of it?
Okay, so basically it's a huge rectangular room with an apparatus in the center. You're entering right here.
Okay.
So, what a waste.
So it looks like an oval, and we're coming in from the one of the top of the like the long side of the oval.
Okay, pretty much.
Hey, DM.
I see that.
Yeah, do you see that?
16 for me.
Hey, me too.
I got a 20. A nat 20.
I was going to have five, but ready?
Out.
Who's who goes first? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win. I go first. Emiana goes first.
I got a beautiful little 20.
Shut up. I go before him. It's all matter.
And since he's already slowed, I'm just going to do his initiative with disadvantage.
How do you know it's a he?
I...
You're the DM, that's why.
Yeah.
He's God.
I bobbed the undercarriage, okay?
God, with your T-Rex hands?
Whatever you gotta do.
He really got in there.
Yep. just had to really check.
Just make sure.
Edvard is first.
Okay, I have a quick question.
You're about 30 feet from him.
Yeah, no, that's not my question. So it says that if I use spiritual weapon, it is a melee spell attack. Since it is technically a form of melee attack, does that mean it's able for channel divinity to be added to it, since I can only use it on melee attacks?
That is a rules combination I have never checked. I'm going to say sure, why not?
Thank you. Okay.
Is it classified as a creature?
It's a creature.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do Spiritual Weapon. I create a floating spectral weapon within range. Lasts for the duration or until I cast the spell again. The duration is a minute. When you cast the spell, you make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. It's a giant... It's looking like a giant flogger?
Scourge.
Flogger. I like that word.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're summoning it right next to the elemental?
I am.
Okay.
On a hit, the target takes force damage equal to 1d8 plus your spell casting ability modifier. And, I'm doing channel divinity.
Okay, well, first make the attack. So
what do I do?
You do your d20 and add your spell casting ability.
Is that your attack bonus?
Yep, your attack bonus.
Come on, wish me... Oh, dang it.
Just missed.
Does my axe count as a melee weapon if I throw it and catch it?
Yes, it counts as a melee weapon.
I'm really not happy look up those right rules. Now. That yes. was really going to so cause it
does,
pain.
So it does take the benefit of your duel.
Where is the paper you gave me of the axe?
But you still have your action, so you can still cast a cantrip.
I guess, okay, that was going to be so nice, though.
Yes, I know. But it still is next to it, and every turn you can take an attack.
Oh, I can do it again.
Yeah, you get to use that for as long as you keep
concentrating. Nice.
You
can do it again.
Okay, and I'm going to, hey, you're the one who has, the weapon that just keeps coming back. Let's
see. It never gets tired.
Ever.
I'm going to
chill touch.
Okay. D20 and add that 6. This one hits.
Okay. Finally, we only just started. But what's this finally nonsense? Go back with your little no hands.
Sassy baskets over there, right?
Yeah. 8.
Okay. You do 8 points of damage to him.
Ow.
And next up is Emiana.
That's right. All right. I am casting Ensnaring Strike as my bonus action.
Okay.
Okay. I'm using my Axie Axe. And so how far away is it? So I can stand at the door and toss it? Okay. And so I'm going to add my usual additives to this, right?
Yep.
Because I got a 17 flat, and I add
strength.
Plus 5 plus 1, so plus 6, so 23.
This you don't add the plus 1 to it.
5, yeah. So 22.
That's definitely going to hit.
Okay, so it says a d6 slashing. Okay,
because yep.
I'm still learning how to use this brand new axe. And I got a 6.
And you're going to add the plus 2 for Duelist plus your Strength mod.
So, plus 5 then, right? My Strength is
plus
5. So plus five total. So because 2 plus 3 is 5.
Yep.
So 6 plus 5. There you go. Okay, so that's what, 11?
Yep.
Okay. And my axe comes back. And then for ensnaring strike, it says what? Hit a creature with a weapon attack. A writhing mass of thorny vines appears. You must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained.
Okay.
And you're going slow, so it's disadvantage, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably disadvantage. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he is... Apparently his incorporeality or, you know, his lightning, he allows kind of... move out of the way. I rolled really well. I'm sorry. My bad was a 19 on that roll. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Actually, I kind of am, because that would have been really cool.
I had plans.
Because in my head, the really cool, this like Francesca style axe, just smack it in the face and then these vines.
Touch me.
And snaring it would have been awesome.
I don't need your sympathy, Hugh.
Hugh, it's your turn.
I'm going to charge it. And as I'm running, I cast Eye on Target, which gives me advantage on all attacks.
Oh, that's three words. I've been watching a lot of Star Wars, so I'm like, Eye on Target? How did we get an Eye on Target?
Is that a bonus action for you?
Yes.
That means that Thea can't attack.
Yeah, Thea does not do anything.
But Eye on Target will be for the thing that's the movie. Yeah,
I lost a die, but that's okay. I have more. So, and then I'm going to pull my Great Axe out and swing.
Let's see if we do it again.
21.
Definitely going to hit.
All right, so do this one. Oh, really?
Oh.
5 points of damage.
Yeah, that's still 5 points of magical damage.
True.
But now you have Eye on Target.
Yes, so that just stays up. Okay, it is its turn.
Protect Thea at all costs.
Okay, it's speed is halved, it takes a 2 penalty to AC, so its AC is even lower, and dexterity saving throws, and it can't use reactions. So on its turn, it can either take an action or a bonus action, not both. Okay, so that's what I thought. Okay.
With its reduced AC, what if I hit it?
Yes, actually you would have, so you roll your DA and add your other.
Okay, thank you. So, D8... plus my spellcasting ability modifier, which is
4.
Okay.
That'll go up, so now that'll be 13. Wow. That's a lot. It is its turn, though, so...
Ow.
It... thankfully, its attack is just... Actually, it is going to use its lightning blast.
I don't like that. I don't want to see you do it again.
Well, it's...
I think I know who it's going to attack.
It's a 30-foot line from it. It's catching 2 of the 3 of you. It's definitely hitting Hugh.
Uh-huh.
And you are kind of side by side, so...
Technically hitting Thea then, too, right? Because she's in the back.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, when did I get within 30 feet of it? Is the door within 30 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Dang it.
Actually, you're both in the doorway, aren't you?
Not even worth staying in the doorway, then.
Yeah, so technically all of you have to do it.
Yep.
It's a dex saving throw.
Well, okay, we know I'm good at that. It's fine. Uh-oh.
Son of a...
My dice ran away.
It ran away.
8.
Wait.
9. Wait. What's my dex? +2. I wish to confirm that is a 19 on the ground.
I'm fine.
Making it a 21.
Floor die don't count, but okay.
We went flying.
One of us needs to survive. This is our bad idea, so really we should take that. Oh, how did Thea roll?
She also failed.
Oh, Thea, no. Oh, that makes sense, because she's in his book bag, so.
I will save you if you need me. I took a good spell.
I'm the doctor. I got this.
Still, if you die, I have a good spell.
Just don't reanimate my corpse.
Edvard only takes 3 points of damage, lightning damage. Everyone else takes 6 and cannot take reactions.
Okay, that's fine. I deserve it. Is it my turn now?
I don't like this. I don't like when
No, I think it's my turn, because we were just doing it that mine would have hit previously. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. It is Edvard's turn.
Okay, wait, so I still have that spell going, don't I?
Yes, you do.
So is that counting as my action?
Actually, you need to do a constitution saving throw quick.
Okay.
Because it's concentration, so you have to see if you maintain concentration. Just roll a con save.
It's evocation.
Duration. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not concentration.
Oh, no, then you're good. Cool, yeah, then.
I checked that beforehand.
She know what she do.
And then it's a bonus action. Yeah, you just use your bonus action and smack him again.
Do you want to see me do it again?
Yeah. Oh, casting time is one bonus action.
Yeah.
So I can do an action. This is my bonus action now.
Yeah. At every turn, when you cast it, your initial cast is a bonus action. Every one of your turns, it says in there, you can use your bonus action to make another free attack with it.
Okay, so I do something else, and then this is my bonus action?
Yep. You can still keep casting your cantrips or stabbing with your Sword Sneaky.
Okay, so I'm going to...
That's why I say it's a great action economy
say,
spell.
Dude, I'm tolling the dead.
That is a save for me, and that is a wisdom.
Let me double check. Wisdom, yes.
He saves.
Darn it.
Stupid thing.
Yeah.
I mean, smart thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a smart thing. It's the opposite of stupid.
I know. I'm making my plan. I'm like, crap.
Okay,
smart.
Well, and my bonus action is going to be that thing I just did.
A good old smacking? Just roll a d20, because it's still in effect.
I need to look up what it is. What was it?
D20 and add 6, and then it'll be a 1d8 plus your wisdom modifier force damage if you hit.
Good lord. That's why he's the DM.
Spiritual weapon, and it's brutally powerful. It's actually one of the best cleric spells for action economy.
Okay, so it's 11 plus what? My spell attack bonus?
Yep, which is 6.
17.
That's going to hit. Roll a d8 and add 4.
D8... Add 4. So 1 plus 4 is 5. And do I still get Channel Divinity, or am I going to use that once?
That's only just once per short rest. Okay. You are past the halfway mark, so it's a little bit less
cool. I'm ready to go. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is, Amiana.
All right. I am going to run in and use my longsword. One-handed.
Okay.
Okay, because I got my shield up, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
And I'm going to smacky-smack it.
Okay.
Why is he smiling?
Do a little bit of a thought process.
Because he likes thunder
and
lightning.
It's made out of lightning, so.
But here's the thing. Nothing else is going to hurt it. I thought about this because Radiant Soul is radiant damage. Isn't that also light?
No. Lightning is electricity. Radiance is light. Those are different. That's whole. Your
My
divine.
Brain hurts. Mm. I'm casting Divine Smite.
That is a better option.
I'm with this trash. 19 plus whatever
it's gonna hit.
Okay, good. I'm gonna hurt it with my long sword. D8, stupid D8. You better roll.
She has a long sword.
It rolled an 8. That's what I like to hear. All right, 8 plus 6 is 13.
14.
14. Close enough.
Don't.
Yep.
Don't.
And then my divine smite is 2d8. Correct.
Yep.
Better give me some more eight, yeah. Okay, give me a 5. I'll take. Wait, nope. It gave me an 8.
She divinely smote him with her long sword.
And then it gave me another 8. That's right.
A lot of 8s in this divine smoting.
Tonight.
Okay. that definitely, the holy energy blasted it nice and good. Hugh, it's your turn.
All right.
So is that smooted? She smooted him?
I'm up there like, oh, crap.
Smite me, oh mighty smiter.
I'm just axing this guy.
Yep. Let me ask you a question.
So the silver on our stuff is not going to help us at all? That magical...
Yeah, that your magical weapons allow you to do full damage.
That's a plus. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha, okay.
Because Voltrum is magically conductive, so it's a magical weapon.
I rolled a 19.
Gonna hit.
Yay.
How many points of damage did I do that time? So 14 plus 2 extra 8.
6 points of damage.
That's 30 points total. That is solid, and I'm assuming you're just letting Thea do her thing?
Yeah, bonus action, she's going to do her thing.
Thea. You have to call her. She won't do it. She's too busy eating.
I jostle the bag. Oi. Hey. You want to help out?
You have to coax her.
I don't know. I think like, oi, smote.
When did you get a Cockney accent?
When I got the Valley Girl?
I think she's going to do Wind Blades because...
I love it. Let's do it.
Because her new spell, she's got to test it out.
And it's magical slashing damage. It's not elemental. And with a lowered AC, she has a really good chance of hitting.
Did my girl do a good job?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's yeah. doing...
She's doing better than fighting the dummies.
She's doing 4d6 worth of magical slashing damage.
When it's necessary, she knows what to do.
I don't like these two... Can I have other fours? Because those ones suck.
Fours?
D6s, sorry.
A Christmas one? Oh! That is mine roll.
That's a four.
Did I get a four?
Nine.
He wanted sixes.
Do you need
sixes.
More?
I got it. 9 points of damage. It's not quite dead, but it is so very, very close. As the blade's just like, it's all broken up.
Thea, I love you.
But it is the elemental's turn, and it's
going...
She
did better than I did.
She usually does.
Well, hold up.
Better than all of us.
Oh, that's true.
You keep asking how she's smarter than you guys. It's because she survives.
It's because she's kind of an idiot sometimes.
That's fair.
She saves her when it's important.
I like how I'm talking in character to God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get over yourself, Jack. Did it get me? It's okay. I'm right there.
No.
Each one of you is getting hit once.
No.
Okay.
You can't cover it up. I've seen it.
Green or acid? One of them is very bad. One is less bad.
I'll take the bad one.
Okay.
I'll take the green one.
Okay. They're both going to hit. Absolutely both going to hit. And
as the furnace kicks on, it's going to hit.
That was good timing.
It was. It was like creepy. Like good timing. Dude, two nights ago, or no, last night, we had Liminal Unlimited over here, and we were doing our podcast, and the wind was howling because that big storm came through. And we're like, what the heck is going on? And it fit because we're talking about Skinwalker Ranch. All I hear is whoosh,
whoosh. And things are banging around outside.
Yeah. I was like, we should discuss the Skinwalkers.
So, good news, bad news.
I'm ready.
Hugh, you took 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm ready.
12 points of lightning damage just to get literally hit with its lightning-y fist. You took 30. Emiana took 30 points of lightning damage.
Oh.
I'm on the ground.
Oh my.
Do you need help?
Like, I require assistance because I'm beyond dead.
I've got something. I've got something for that.
I can shove a good berry in her mouth.
I was going to say
put duct tape on me, we'll be okay.
If you end this quickly, Thea can also bring her back up.
I'm fine.
I'll end her quickly, I guess. Put her out of her misery.
Zanbard, it's your turn.
I took this for the team. Wait.
I think I need to say, too,
this is the first time in all the years we've ever played that my character has actually died or seen the light. All right, so yeah. She's talking to Riley right now. This is the first time any of my characters has ever,
I'm trying to find... I had something. Where is it?
It's okay. An elemental got
Oh,
me.
No, there it is. There it is. There it is. No, I got a beautiful spell. Thank you.
Even with the slow, it still did that? It's an elemental.
Because it's single attack is always two punches.
Yeah.
With its pseudopods.
Okay. So my action.
Yeah. Basically, it's two sort of arms of lightning. One hit you, one hit.
Gotcha. I want it to die when the furnace. Never mind.
PJ just turned the furnace off. Yes. It gets quite loud.
Yeah.
We don't have the fireplace on upstairs, so the furnace is kicking on.
Okay, so I guess my action is going to
Is it your turn, or is it?
Yeah, she's top of the
action. Because she just did it, so I'm...
Well, I can just be dead on the ground for right now, and it's okay.
And also, after combat...
Is that okay?
Once per day, I can use healing word.
I would tell you need... You just take care of it.
No, wait. Is she okay? Like, it...
She hasn't done any David's that same throws, and if you end this fast...
Yeah, take care of it first. Yes.
Okay.
It is so close to dead.
I'm doing this.
Okay. I'm going to just look at it, and I'm just like, dude! I'm tolling the dead on this thing.
Is it dead? It's taking hit points. Good.
It's going to fail, so roll.
Wait. Oh, it's fail. Okay, so
it failed. It's
hitting? Thank you.
Don't roll a 1 on your d12, please. From last time. Please don't do that.
Wait, which one is
that? That'd be doubly awful because...
This one?
Yeah.
12!
So I swear to God, if you roll a 1...
And my bonus action.
It's dead.
Yay.
Dead disincorporated enough that we can still use it for power.
It disincorporated. It burst apart into normal magic and... Now your thing is
because, listen, I'm not dying unless it's disincorporated and we can use it for power.
It disincorporated and now the lightning magic is now powering up the generator And Thea is going to use her once per day healing word.
Okay.
And
can I use lesser restoration on myself?
You are going to, Emiana, you are going to heal for 5 points of health.
Okay, so here's my question.
And by the way, the word of the day is philately. Because I'm pretty sure it's the only hobby that Thea would have.
Technically speaking, I took 36 points of damage, but only have 30 hit points.
Yeah, then you just go to zero.
And then it's, I'm actually at 5 hit points right now. Yeah,
because what happens when you go below zero is you just stay
there.
Unless I did 60 points of damage, in which case you would shred your character.
Would you like some good berries?
So Thea, I said, did we win?
Yes.
I think I died for the first time ever.
Hey, Emiana, would you like some more health?
No, I got duct tape, but thank you. I'm good.
Are you sure?
You might want to also leave the... Thea has hopped out and has left the room as the lightning and energy is starting to throb in this generator.
And so I crawled. Someone to help me get out of here.
I help, yeah.
Okay, we crawl out pretty much. I'm going to just duct tape all of my body. Everything hurts, and I'm pretty sure I'm dying.
Would you like some good berries?
No, you save those for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to Riley here for a bit. It was kind of cool, but I'm not sure if it actually happened.
I'm going to eat all my good berries.
No, I got duct tape. We're fine. I got duct tape. And so she's like, we're fine. It's good. Let me heal me, and then it will heal you. That's kind of how she's talking.
As you are all out of the generator and having this conversation, Thea just goes over and hits a button, and then the power clicks back on.
All right. I'm going to give you 3 health potions. I assume you need 3. Do you need 2 or 3?
I'm actually okay right now.
I'm not.
I'm at 20 out of 28, so I'm feeling okay. I ate all my good berries. So.
You know, I just want to say for the record, Emiana should feel very, very happy. Because Thea used her save herself at any last moment spell to bring Emiana back. That's true. She is your bestie.
I love you so
Can
much.
Can I use one of my hit dice to fix myself?
Yeah, do you guys want to take a short rest? 2, 6, 7.
I think we'd like the idea of a short rest, right?
Yeah. Sure. This could be the end of this episode, but yes. I want to get healthy first. Okay. We got to have a conversation.
I have 5, so what do I do? Is half 5? That?
No. You use 1 hit die.
Okay.
You could... And you do the D8 plus your constitution modifier. So,
well, I only need 3.
So then you're full up. Also, since
I'm good, I used 2 healing potions, and with her, I'm at 22 hit points out of 30. Guys, I feel a lot better now.
I was going to say, she's already saying about taking a short rest, so if you want to roll a hit die and top up, that'd work. Also, if it's a short rest, if you want to try making your armor again.
Oh, yeah.
And this time, the difficulty is just a 12, because you... experimented some and got a little bit better.
Nope.
What'd you get?
I got a 7 plus 3, 10.
Yep. Next time, it'll literally
plus
be
3 every time.
It'll be minus 3. Yeah, so. Not unless, actually, before you do that, because she finds it hilarious.
Oh, the difficulty goes down by 3.
Yeah.
So I just rolled a 7 then.
And you add one of your modifiers, but
yeah,
now the difficulty will be
12. Because it's a...
You can use any of them. You can use either strength, dexterity, wisdom, or intelligence.
So yeah, it was 10 then. Okay.
Because Thea finds it funny, she's going to give you guidance. So roll a d4 and add.
Okay.
Giving you a chance to get... You need to just get more
than
2.
That was a sound. Did you put that in your drink cup?
It bounced out of the dice tower in the cup. It was a 4.
I'll take it. Your alcoholism got you your new armor. It is going to count as light armor, lamellar... made out of plastic, it's going to be 13.
It's just kind
of
fitting for him,
up
though.
Up to plus 3, so it can top out at 16.
Alcoholism made him a new armor.
Okay.
It's plastic lamellar. It'll be light armor. It'll be 13.
Blue sweat and tears.
Plus dexterity up to a max
of
3.
So smart when I drink and take pills.
So 13. Okay, so yeah, I'm up to 15.
You know, but yet he did have that really good wisdom throw earlier.
Yeah.
So I guess he is smart when he drinks
Maybe
and takes pills.
Maybe we don't want to heal him. Maybe just keep him on the pills. So, guys, do we have the power going? Thea, did you turn the power on?
Yeah, yep.
So, do we have water going now?
You do hear the pump kicking and some water starting to come through the system.
Oh, my gosh, Thea, we can get showers. Isn't that going to be wonderful? Oh, showers. I have soap in my pack, too. I'm so excited.
Am I back to just zoning and floating?
I'm honestly thinking you might be, actually.
I'm just feeling all swole and floating.
All swole?
Well, I overhealed myself.
Well, I'm at 27 out of 30 hit points. I should not have rolled a hit die.
I have 37 hit points now.
I do better with
the
healing potions.
You can move. You can use up to half of your total amount in one go.
What?
Because you're level 4, when you do a short rest, you can use up to 2 hit die. You can use up to half of your total. Technically, you can use all of them, but you're usually used up to about half.
But I don't want to waste any more for our next session.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so like I should not have used them. I should just use the healing potions because I do better on those.
Thea should probably use one of hers just in case.
I like that I went through this day and I only, so far, I have 7 spell slots and I only used one of them.
I used 2 out of 3.
I'm just saying.
Do we recover any of our spell slots on a short rest?
Okay. No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling really good about this.
I need Thea back.
certain abilities do come back on a short rest.
On a short rest, do I get Channel Divinity again?
Channel Divinity comes back. That's what Thea's going to use. She's going to use her Arcane Recovery.
I could do my Lay on Hands, but...
That sounds very televangelist.
What?
She said Laying Hands.
Yeah, I'm saving those for when Hugh needs them, because generally speaking, Hugh's the one who gets
Hugh's
hurt.
Hugh's the one that needs them the most.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
He's doing just fine.
I want to say for the record, I was fully expecting... more than just one of you end up on the ground, honestly.
Yeah, well,
but we're smart.
Actually, yeah, you guys are.
We threw that orb. I've been thinking about that orb since like forever. I'm like, we never use this stupid thing. Oh, I never.
Oh my god, is it the holy hand grenade? Is it the holy hand grenade?
It was an orb of mire, basically.
It's the holy hand grenade.
I want it known that because Emiana realizes she never took a picture of the elemental. I'm taking pictures of the power source and everything. Click, 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 click. Everybody, thumbs up and smile. Click, click. And Thea's even there smiling. That way they know that we did this. We need to make money off of this.
Also, you won't see it here because this place has like continual flame. Other parts that have been dark are actually now lit because they do have an old lighting system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually now there's light, so you don't have to worry about. Everything is technically counted as dim light.
Wouldn't
now.
It be funny, guys, if like this turned on and everyone's like, oh my gosh. Because lights turned on.
Throughout the rest of the ruins.
I just want to see their faces.
All the skeletons.
Wait, with all her photo taking, is Emiana about to invent Instagram in this world?
Oh my god!
She takes a lot of interesting photos.
They pay for this. It's my OnlyFans page.
Oh god. I swear, if you start taking pictures of Thea's feet and posting them,
People pay good money for pictures of Relum and Rylier and Rocky. Since that's
and apparently Thea's feet.
I swear I will kill your character.
Not yet. No, she wears the really weird, like, long robes. I can't get pictures of her feet.
Wait, this is a different world, different issues. How about Thea's ears?
Do they have ears? I mean, they have, like, probably like,
what I'm saying, holes. She has ears.
She has ears.
It's a different world. Things are different out here.
Does she have any hair?
No.
You've asked this before.
She has no hair. She has horns. She has little horns and little spike ridge.
Could she have hair?
No. She's a kobold. They don't have hair.
Oh my gosh. It's watching the dinosaurs TV show all over again.
Kinda.
It flips the wrong one way to have 80s hair.
I was going to say, before we go for the night, if you want, there is one other room here. It's the warehouse. If you want to just explore that.
I'm yes.
Okay.
Now that we're fixed and not the hobble.
Okay.
I'm gonna you guys are gonna walk. You peons are gonna walk. I'm gonna float.
I kick open the door.
I was and like and Bianca's hand was like on the handle. What the heck?
Bam! It's a storeroom. There are
I was hoping he'd say like the door going to an open. I knew your foot hurts, but okay, never mind.
No. Actually roll me a dexterity saving throw, Hugh.
Oh, not me. Okay, good.
Hugh. He's gonna fall on his face.
Kind of.
17 plus 3.
Never mind, you're fine.
He's not going to fall on his face.
And
he's
like
done this. Pow.
And the little shards from where you break this door, you manage to not get any in your skin.
You are a heck on doors and fences.
Inside?
I'm not going to use them, so.
Brother!
I would like to investigate this room and see what kind of fun stuff I get.
I'm going to roll with disadvantage on investigating.
Because you still have your bucket.
Your bucket still?
Hey, ooh. Wait. Let's
15.
See. 13.
Okay, 15 is enough. You find plenty of chemicals, including the chemicals for the water filtration system.
Okay.
And desalinization. You find some...
It smells like chlorine. It takes me back to my pool summers.
You're not that far out. Off. You also...
You want to hit this, Hugh? I know you do.
Are we huffing this, or...
You find several sets of repair tools and Magitech tools.
I take them.
Okay. You also find a set of lockpicks.
Yes! Ooh. Yes!
I want them.
You can
and
have them.
You also find blacksmith supplies. Basically, this is where all the storage for all of the tools are.
Can I have the blacksmith supplies?
I will stop writing that down. Yes, it's yours.
I'm pretty sure no matter what you want, Thea is stealing some of the magic tech tools.
Just wrote magic tech tools down. I'm
writing
down
two sets of them, but...
Well, they're in your bag. You know, she can share.
We're sharing. No, there's two sets. So you said magic tech tools and just like general like maintenance tools?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, so tools. Does blacksmith tools include like a blacksmith apron, leather apron?
No apron.
Okay, good. So I can't terrify the poor people of our little good. Camp just wearing my apron.
Do you say that now?
What?
Do you say that
well,
now?
I mean,
you theoretically could, but psychopath.
No kicking open doors now, Hugh. You can just actually unlock them.
The other's more fun.
I don't know. It depends.
We also have Thea who can just knock on doors, apparently.
Apparently,
if you knock on doors, they open.
That's ridiculous.
Who would have thought? You just kick them open.
Exactly. Why else do we have feet? We gotta kick down doors.
I thought it was for walking. These boots are made for walking.
I was gonna say, apparently, Emiana likes feet for posting on Instagram and OnlyFans.
Canonically, she does not, but the DM thinks she does. She likes doing hot yoga. Thank you very much.
I mean, she could probably make a lot of money on Twitch doing that.
Just Twitch exists yet?
OnlyFans, okay? She already said. She invented OnlyFans. Yes.
OnlyFans, not OnlyFans. You've got to make
OnlyFans.
Oh, there we
go. OnlyFans, yeah. For copyright reasons.
Yes.
For copyright reasons.
Patent pending.
Instagram is Primo Portrait.
I love it.
Okay, we're writing down Primo Portrait because that's now a thing, apparently.
I got to write that down, too. I'm going to forget.
Well, I'm figuring they have digital cameras. Exactly. Well, if you have a digital camera, basically, you know, maybe we can start something.
Question mark? Maybe I'll make money off the proceeds. I'll donate some of it back to Riley Orange. Some of it.
Join my Primo Portrait. You're supporting Riley Orr.
0.001% goes back to Riley Orr.
This guy named Mark Zuckerberg or something offered to buy Primo Portrait from me.
And then some guy named Elon Musk said he wanted to. No, I just said no. I want to keep it for myself and for Thea. And for Riley Orr, of course.
And for Riley.
0.001%.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to roll a
D100. I don't have one of those.
Yeah, you do. Two D10s.
It's a D10, then there's one that's a little bit weird.
The zeros.
This one?
And the other one combined.
Yep.
Oh, good lord.
What are you about to do to her?
90 something. 90-11.
It's the 90s!
Oh, that's the wrong one.
The 90-11 is not possible. That's not possible. 94.
Okay, so apparently you're keeping 94% of the proceeds. 0.001% goes to Riley Orr. So that means Thea makes what? 5.999%?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
But she signed the contract.
We just round it to 6.
So she makes
nothing's
6.
Nothing's going to Riley Orr then.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm supposed to be religious.
He gets a penny for every 10 cents.
I'm pretty sure.
He's like that every scale in the plastic.
No, wait,
like,
no, a penny bottle. For every 10 cents every 10%.
Oh, yeah, so no.
A penny for every.
Stop your drunk
dollar?
Math.
No. No, no, penny for every, like, $100.
This is like when you see, like, the recycled number, like, this is worth so much of a tenth of a cent or whatever. Yeah. This is what he gets. He's the recycled
number. I'm pretty sure.
If you have no penny, then a hey penny will do.
I'm pretty sure the very religious Emiana is becoming a televangelist. Riley Orr once that I should have a private jet to keep away from the demons.
Once I saw the light because I got hit by some electricity, and from there I realized.
Riley Orr does not want me to fly coach with the demons.
He wants me to be pure.
He
in
wants
the front.
Me to have my own medical van. I need to get a med unit like no one understands.
Fell Nost, I blow you from these lands.
My simple Humvee will not do. Please send us your money.
We need a
and when he questioned why I need
we need a mobile med bay.
And why? And when he asked me why I needed a mobile med bay, I said, you know what?
I'm getting
everybody. A second one. And this one's going to be bigger and more expensive.
To save even
no,
more
No, you
people.
Don't say expensive.
No, no, one guy actually legitimately said that about his private jet.
It's not the proper technique.
Oh, we could call
hey,
it the
guess
healer.
What? We figured out how to make me a bad character again. We did it! Air fives everywhere!
Yeah.
No longer a human being! Yay! That's it. I died and I came back.
She was reborn! She saw the light!
You're
come
deprived
on.
Of oxygen just long enough.
And
that
no
your
longer.
Brain still
and
functions.
The lights came on. And the no. lights came back on. Yeah. She was dead.
I'm pretty sure she just got electroshock therapy so much she had a. She had like a personality switch.
This is like when Dorothy gets right in the head yeah. star that she becomes somebody else real sunshine. What happens then? Because I'm supposed to be neutral good, so I guess I'll be neutral bad.
Cross it off.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Televangelist.
You're exploring. Your alignment.
I was supposed to be a celestial champion,
she
but
has
I
dreams
think I'm
of killing
I'm
us
fallen.
In her sleep. And
I'm like a fallen ASMR now.
I want to say for the record, I was expecting a kind of difficult fight, you know, maybe a few questions about what's going on around you. I didn't quite expect us to get to Instagram, OnlyFans, and televangelism.
Primo portraits.
But you're proud, aren't you?
I am very proud, actually.
That's what we're here for.
All right, God Tyrannosaurus Rex is
we
proud of us.
We need to stop there because it can't get any better. The yeah. Tyrannosaurus Rex needs to leave my house. Well, thank you and have a lovely night, all of our listeners and YouTubers. We'll see you next week.
Yep, thanks for listening, everyone, and contact us at gamesoboard@gmail.com.
And if you want to hop on at wellhouse_exorc. You can hop on the Wellhouse Exorcism Twitter page.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Woo! Something new, woo-hoo! Something new.
Are you saying I need to now get a Twitter?
Bye. You should be on the tweeters and tweet at me. You could run your own Twitter for the Danger and Dice podcast.
Actually, I was thinking about that.
Good, I'm not going to do it.